One last teaching tip for this week. I'm going to start this out by thinking about the question, one good question deserves, what goes here? That's right, another question. Now that likely isn't what most of you are thinking, unless the title of this lesson brought it home to you that this would be what we're talking about, but the concept is that you should answer questions with questions far more often than your instinct. This is called the Socratic method. To answer questions with questions is the Socratic method because when Plato wrote about his tutor Socrates, he wrote about him almost only asking questions rather than ever saying anything directly. Clearly, you should occasionally explain things and say things and so forth. But you'll be surprised how far you can get and how much students will learn if you simply ask questions. For example, a student comes to your office hours and says, "My code doesn't work." To which you reply, "How do you know it doesn't work?" And they explain why they know it doesn't work. And then you say, "How do you know that's wrong?" And then you say, "What was it supposed to do? Why isn't it doing that?" You'll be amazed how many questions you can ask that will all actually help the student. And there's a lot of benefits in this. It helps the student engage and think. It helps you learn what the student is really struggling with before you dive in with some sort of explanation. Very often, I find it's all I need to do. I can very often start by asking some questions. 4 or 5 questions in, the student says, "Oh, I get it." And then they finish their problem on their own, and I never had to explain anything. Ask more questions.